White. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. February 12, 1894. Dear Willie, I send you a copy of a portion of a letter written to Edson, so I should not have the trouble of writing again. I am feeling some better today. Marion and I rode out Friday on the Park Road, and the weather had changed and become cooler. We turned for home near the commencement of the Sabbath, and all at once sharp neuralgia pain penetrated the nerves just above the eyes. The hollows above the eyes were the especial point of attack. I covered my face entirely with my shawl, yet the pain kept increasing. I feared I should have another gathering in my temples. I slept but little that night. Emily was sick all day Sabbath, with pain in jaw and ear. She had to visit the dentist, and a small bit of the wisdom tooth remained. She thought it might be that. The doctor dared not take it out then, it was so swollen and inflamed. He lanced it, and matter and blood discharged, which gave her some relief. The dentist said he had a large number come to him the day before, to have teeth extracted, which he could not do, for nothing was the matter with them. He said it was the atmosphere causing neuralgia. I have great soreness in my temples, and sometimes great pain. Rheumatism is threatening me again. Sabbath 1 was sick all day. I do not enjoy this climate. I do hope for a change soon, but hardly feel like going now, so many fields of labor calling for all the help they can obtain. Unless sharp visiting and personal labor are done, connected with the preaching, much will be lost. For Satan is very busy in Williamstown. Sunday forenoon, one minister preached from the pulpit that the law was done away, and not all the Bible was inspired. The first part of the Old Testament was written by the devil. I knew nothing of this, but had just time to get from the cars to the tent before meeting. I stood on my feet to speak from John 3, "For God so loved the world," etc. Verse 16. I was all unexpectedly led into the subject of the law of God and its immutability, and I gave them the sharpest, closest talk upon the law. I could not get away from the subject, and the people seemed intensely interested. When Brother Baker heard of the sermons given that morning from two churches in regard to the abolition of the law, he said he was afraid the remarks of Sister White were premature, but Sister Starr assured him I would not have given that subject unless it was that which the people needed. Sister Baker then gave him the information in regard to the statements made, for she was present, I think, at one discourse. And the discourse of that minister, said Sister Baker, has been point by point answered today by Sister White. These extravagant positions are having a tendency to open the eyes of the people as they listen to the truth, in such marked contrast with error. I notice intelligent men, as points came out, looking to and speaking with their neighbor, and nodding assent, as I presented the impossibility of one precept of the law of God being done away, for this would be giving Satan all he asked. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. Then how can a perfect thing need changing? Well, I praise the Lord. We can say with Peter, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." 2 Peter 1, verse 16, 19. You may send these pages to Edson White,